The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America. This is Beyond Networking. And now, here's your host, Ron Sukenik.
Well, hello and welcome to Beyond Networking, Being with Ron Sukenik. And I am Ron Sukenik. And, you know, I'm so glad you can join us. And in fact, I'm glad you're back. So my question to everybody today is, what are you doing to make the most from the contacts you're making? You see, experience shows that you are not together very long. And if you think you're just going to go out and you're going to pass business cards, make follow-up calls, and just shake hands, you're making a mistake. So you have to get beyond networking. And really, that's what this show is about. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we have a discussion every week, and we're interested in taking networking and the relationship process to another level. And we do this by inviting in innovative thinkers and creators that can and do share real strategies and real techniques and how you can be and be more of what you want to be and take your thinking to new levels. And do I have a treat for everybody? Our guest today is Robin Jay. And we're going to talk with Robin for the next 30 minutes. She is a business relationship expert, a professional speaker, a published author, and we're going to discuss two things. We're going to talk about her book, The Art of Business Lunch, and we're going to talk about a new movie that's hitting the streets now, and it's called The Power of Mentorship. And Robin, welcome to the program, and I've got to ask you, my God, 3,000 client lunches?
Thank you for having me, Ron. I love what you said in the beginning about how most people don't take advantage of the introductions that they make when they're out networking. Well, and it's absolutely wonderful to follow up, and with a business lunch, obviously I did that or I wouldn't have made it to 3,000 lunches.
Yeah, so, and I know it's more than that, Robin, but help me out on something. Why, everybody is interested in business. Everybody wants a relationship, but yet so few people really ever go after that relationship. What are they thinking? Why are they not following up successfully?
I think they're thinking it's just going to fall in their lap, and it's not. You have to work very diligently to build those relationships, and the reason why it's so important, and there are so many people who speak on the importance of business relationships and building strong relationships, but it's because it really does drive business. People prefer to do business with people they like, and when I speak, I always ask my group, I say, how many of you have gone down the street to a different store because you don't like the way they treat you at the store that's right next to where you are, or the shop, or whatever? If you don't like the way they're treating you, you'll go down the street. It's not location. It doesn't come down to price. It all comes down to relationships. And, you know, even if I go to Home Depot or Costco, they're wonderful there. The people who work there are like, hi, you finding everything okay? I like that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's never about price. It's always about the relationship.
Yeah,
and you could save a lot of money and still want to go somewhere else because of the way they treat you there.
Yeah, but you know, you really go back a ways in your attitude, I think. You know, when people want to get beyond this concept of just shaking hands and passing business cards, my God, how much does a positive mental attitude play into that? And it seems like you've got such a history of that.
Well, thank you. My father was my first mentor, and he used to punish us by making us listen to Earl Nightingale records, which, for those of you who don't know, Earl Nightingale was like
goodness.
The father of personal development. He did The Strangest Secret in the 60s, which has been, he wasn't even the originator of it. It goes back thousands of years, The Secret. And Wallace D. Wattles and Prentice Mulford put on his tombstone, "Thoughts are things." So my dad would punish my sister and I, make us sit in front of the big hi-fi when we were teenagers if we were fighting with each other. He'd say, "You're going to listen to this." And he would play Earl Nightingale's Lead the Field, "The Strangest Secret," "Good Attitude, Good Results," "Bad Attitude, Bad Results." And you actually create the habit of thinking positively.
Oh, I love that. And you know, everybody's so caught up in what's going on in this world. You know, I love the art of the business lunch. And, you know, everybody thinks they're going to breakfast or they're going to lunch or they're going for a cocktail. But I mean, how much thought did you put into that? Is it just something you just popped up one day and you figured it out?
That there was well, an it actually came about when I was starting to write and everyone said, write what you know about, which I've since learned you really don't need to write what you know about. There is such a thing as research. You don't have to be a doctor to write about medicine. It might help, but you know, you could really write about anything. But I had been on more than 3,000 client lunches. I saw my sales increase by more than 2,000%. I had actually taken a client golfing and hadn't seen it. He bought from me, but we worked with his ad agency. I sold advertising for almost 20 years. And okay. About 6 or 8 months later, there was an opening of a restaurant at Mandalay Bay. I live in Las Vegas, and so I'd gone to this opening. And from across the crowded room, I hear, Robin Jay! And it was the guy I had taken golfing. And he comes up, and he gives me a big bear hug. And I hadn't seen him in about 6 months. And it's just, when you're out on the links with someone, building that kind of relationship, sharing secrets, sharing stories for 4 or 5 hours, you really get to know someone. You really, golf is very revealing. But not everybody plays golf.
And you know, you make a comment in some of your work where taking a client to lunch is the most effective way to build the ultimate business relationships. But a lot can go wrong, and you have to be prepared. Can you give me, and certainly the listening audience, can you give us some ideas? Tell us about the art.
Here's one of the biggest things about the art of the business lunch is being prepared. I have a picture of a Girl Scout and a Boy Scout. When I do my presentation, I'm like, what's their motto? Be prepared. You can be prepared for casual conversation. And people say, how do you do that? I spoke, and a guy from Japan, an American who does business in Japan, said, you're not allowed to discuss business at a meal. So he has a cultural difference, and he said, I never even thought of being prepared for casual conversation. He says, it's so awkward. We talk about the weather, the humidity, the snow. I said, this is how you're prepared. You read a lot of magazines, topical magazines, watch 20 minutes of a national news show every morning before you go to a luncheon, read industry publications so that you're up to date on what's going on in the industry, read one or two of the New York Times bestsellers, read, you know, an Amazon bestseller, and try to be interested in a lot of different things. I don't have kids, but I took a client out and she was upset, and I asked her what's wrong. Well, her fourth grade son was having trouble in school. So I made some suggestions. Have you thought of the learning center or hiring a tutor for him? Really thoughtful comments. Well, she went ahead and did that. And of course, then the next time I went to lunch with her, I said, how's your son doing in school? And she says, oh, my gosh, he turned in all B's. He even got an A in one subject. And so she knows that I care about what's going on about her. The art really comes in making it about your clients. I just had a gal tell me today that a guy who wanted to do business with her up in Calgary took her out to lunch and proceeded to talk about himself the entire time. And she said there was a tremendous opportunity for them to do business together, but when she left there, she had no desire to do business with him. He did not care what she was doing, what she was into, what she was looking for. So what you want to do is you want to take them to lunch. You want to make it about them. When was the last time someone took you or any of your listeners, when was the last time someone took you out to lunch and made it all about you and asked you what's on your mind, where are you headed, what's important to you, and asked for your advice on certain things?
That's incredible, because in fact what you're making is this other person feel like they're the most important person.
Exactly, and they are, especially for that lunch. They are. And, you know, I had one of my clients who worked, she was the marketing director at a little hotel here called the Continental, which doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Terrible's Casino. She used to tell me, she says, you know, Robin, you make me feel like I'm Caesar's Palace. And I would tell her, I'd say, Tori, you are my Caesar's Palace. And I took this account from billing about, I think, like, they spent $600 or $900 a month with me. By the time I had been calling on her for a year, she was spending $6,000 a month with me.
Wow.
And that was quite typical of how I would grow an account. You become invaluable to your clients. You're there for them. You make them feel like gold. They're going to want to do business with you, if at all possible.
If I take somebody to lunch with the intention of building the relationship, and if I'm not prepared, and all these things can go wrong, do my chances of growing that relationship come to an end, or do I have to work harder?
You're going to end up apologizing a lot. You know, say you take someone to a restaurant and it's lousy. Now, is that your fault? Well, you chose the restaurant.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes. So you can't go to a lousy restaurant, of course.
Well, how about going to a restaurant that's really good and you don't have a reservation? And you're with your big client, and they say it'll be about 20 minutes.
Oh, no, that doesn't
And now work. You're standing there, basically, you know, twiddling your thumbs and wondering what you're going to do for the next 20 minutes. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. You didn't handle it like a pro. So that's the kind of things that I talk about in my book as far as being prepared. It goes beyond the conversation. You have to know what's going on in the industry, who's going where, what's happening in, you know, for your client, and you really have to choose the right restaurant, pick up your client at their office if you can. There's so many little things that you can do to be prepared. Even dressing appropriately. Don't wear a lot of perfume. Women walk by and they reek, and you're going to try and eat a meal. You know, I have some idea of what you're going to talk about. Make sure you take them where they're going to be comfortable, too.
Yeah, so it's taking the moment and dancing with it. Now, I've got to ask you this, Rob, and I know you're telling me that there's one entree that you never order at a business lunch. I got to know what that is, because I don't want to make this mistake.
Pasta with red sauce. You're never going to get it all in your mouth and without wearing a little bit of it. And can you imagine trying to get someone to sign a $100,000 contract, someone trying to buy a $500,000 home, and there you are with a contract in front of you and handing them the pen, and you've got this big stain on your shirt that looks like your Uncle Fred, and it's going to diminish their respect for you. So you have to eat slowly, take small bites, don't talk with food in your mouth, and avoid things that are challenging to eat, baby back ribs, pasta with red sauce, long noodles, anything like that that you might, you know, even sushi. Someone told me they were eating sushi with a client. The chopsticks were not functioning correctly. The piece of fish dropped into the little pot of soy sauce, and she was completely splattered. Now, how are you going to do business when you look like that?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I know you've thought of it. You are coming up with the art of the business breakfast. Am I correct?
Well, actually, everything that is in my book on the business lunch can pertain to breakfast, dinner, mixers. It's all about socializing with your clients. In fact, when it comes to breakfast, I speak to a lot of people who are attorneys or consultants who otherwise have billable hours. They say, I cannot take an hour or 2 hours out of the middle of my day. It cost me $350 or whatever it is.
Wow.
To which I say, go to breakfast. Go to breakfast. Meet your clients at 7 o'clock. You'll be in the office by 8:30, and you need that face time, and it's never been more important. A lot of people say, oh, the old schmooze is dead from the 60s. It's not. It's still driving business. You need to really build these relationships, and it's never been more important than it is today in our digital era, where we have email and voicemail and fax me a message and send me an attachment and all this. You need that FaceTime, because your clients will come to really adore you and trust you, and they will send more referrals your way, and you will expand your business tremendously by doing that.
I love that. Now, let's stay on this concept of relationships. And, you know, I know you, in your work, you talk about a special secret that helps to improve relationships. Can you give me your take on it? I mean,
the special secret, Ron, is making people feel special.
Okay, so just...
You have to remember, you know, my friend Famous Amos, the cookie guy...
Yeah,
Wally
sure.
Amos, Famous Amos, I heard him speak a long, long time ago, and he said, picture everybody with MMFS across their forehead. Make me feel special.
Okay.
We are like hamsters in that little wheel, running around and around and around, working hard, for the most part feeling unappreciated, underloved, and when you can take someone out and make it all about them, they're going to feel special, and they may not even know why. They're going to say, oh, I really like Robin. She's so nice to do business with. And they might not know anything about me by the time we're done with lunch. They may have simply had a chance to share what's going on in their lives with me. People want to tell me stuff. I ask them the right questions. You don't want to be prying. But, you know, and people will always let you know when, you know, you try not to ask anything too personal. How was your visit at the doctor? Something like that. But it's okay to say, where are you going on vacation this year? You know, I'm planning my vacation and I'm wondering what's the best vacation you've ever been on. And then if you end up going where they said, then you validated them. Or even if you ask, well, who's got the best Italian food in town?
Yeah, let me ask you this, Rob, and I know you also talk a lot about the laws of the universe, these basic laws that exist. And I'm curious, can you give us a couple and how you use that to build and strengthen and deepen relationships?
The laws of the universe, it sounds like so much woo-woo or hokey, but they're laws just like gravity. Nobody argues with gravity. If you hold a pen out and you let go, it's not going to fall up. It's going to fall down. These are laws of gravity. Well, the law of attraction is the same thing. When you attract positive people into your life or like-minded people. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who asked me, what do you do when you're in a family that means well but is very negative? And I thought about Rudy Rudiger, who's a motivational speaker. And Rudy's family, they didn't mean any harm. He's the one who played football at Notre Dame for about a minute.
Right.
And built his career on that. He's like 5'4" or 5'6". They beat the hell out of him, the team, you know, and they finally, he earned their respect. He played football for Notre Dame. But his father had said, well-meaning, son, we're a steel mill family. We don't go play football at Notre Dame. You know, and so many times parents will mean well. My mother used to say, I just hate to see you get your hopes up and then be disappointed. Well, we've all heard that. And if not from our parents, from our friends, you know, what makes you think you can go be a Hollywood movie star? What makes you think you could be an author? And the thing is, you have to surround yourself with like-minded people. That's the law of association. You will, you know, if you're the smartest, most successful, most productive person in your immediate circle of friends, you need some new friends. Because you're the leader, you need to follow some people who are doing better than you. And it's important, and it sounds shallow. It's really not. You want to be with other people who encourage your ideas and encourage your growth. So the law of association is a solid law that's really important. You're going to spread your wings and stretch yourself and fly higher than ever before if you're with like-minded people.
Let's jump over to the movies for a minute. I'm fascinated with the power of mentorship, the movie. I think it actually is. Isn't it releasing like
Thursday,
a couple of days?
Thursday. On December 6th at the Landmark Theater in Los Angeles will be the world premiere.
Okay, and I understand you're one of the featured mentors in the power of mentorship.
I am so blessed to have been asked to be a mentor in this movie because it just means the world to me. There's a publishing mogul and his wife, Don and Melinda Boyer, and they started a few years ago to do the Power of Mentorship book series. And they started out with the Power of Mentorship and then did the Power of Mentorship of the 21st Century and the Power of Mentorship for Network Marketing and so on. And they did the Law of Attraction. And I contributed originally to the Power of Mentorship, The Millionaire Within, in which I talked about how I walked away from my six-figure job to pursue writing and speaking as a career. And now my book, The Art of the Business Lunch, is published in more than 10 languages worldwide, which is just amazing to me. I'm a professional keynote speaker. I get paid to speak, which is still such a joy because my brother used to give me a quarter to shut up for 5 minutes. I don't tell too many people that, but it's just really funny. So I love that I'm a professional speaker and an author, and I recently launched the Las Vegas Convention Speakers Bureau. And to help, so if I'm not right for a speaking engagement here, it's a boutique bureau, but if I'm not right for a speaking engagement, I can find another speaker for my client and serve them better by having this bureau.
But it's such a great destination city.
I love Las Vegas. So anyway, so I contributed to the Power of Mentorship, The Millionaire Within, and before long, Don invited me to write the foreword for their next book, which was The Power of Mentorship for the Woman Entrepreneur. And these are anthology books, so if someone doesn't exactly click with you, read the next chapter. It's written by someone else. And you end up getting the advice of 20 people, usually, and great, strong advice from people who have found their success. They have one on for the business entrepreneur. They have one, the next one is for the home-based business. That'll be out in January. So if you run a home-based business and you want to contribute a chapter, you could be a published author. Don takes people to the next level. And as someone who I originally self-published my book, then I sold it to Career Press. I doubled the word count. I put it out through a publisher. And it was 5 years in the making, Ron. And anyone who's ever written a book knows that, right? It's like 5 years for your little baby there to get out into the mainstream market. With The Power of Mentorship, you write a chapter, you submit it. 2 months later, you're holding a book in your hand. And he's just built this tremendous publishing empire out of it. Well, The Secret, the information in The Secret, the DVD right. and the book, has kind of waned a little bit. There are some people who are still discovering it, but for the most part, most people, when you say, do you know about The Secret, they answer yes. They're anxious for something else, and The Secret merely focuses on the law of attraction. Go ahead. They kind of focus on wish for something and there it is. And it's a little oversimplified. Thoughts are things and you become what you think about, but there are a certain process to manifesting those realities in your life. Yeah. You really have to have the intention. You don't even have to have the how is it going to happen. You simply need...
And I'm sure you're familiar, Robin, with E.E. Cummings, the American poet. Yeah. He goes on to say that you can teach almost anybody to think, believe, or know, but it's not easy or almost impossible to teach anybody to be. So for people that want to be more of who they are and what they're about and move to new levels, do you have any suggestions or things that people should look at as a mentor?
Absolutely. I think someone should definitely get a mentor. In fact, this guy yesterday asked me, he goes, well, I'm a consultant. What's the difference? And I was thinking about it today, and I thought, well, let's see. A consultant gets paid, and a mentor gives back. Really, yeah. I mean, I love it when I can help someone save some time off of, say, they want to publish a book. I can steer them in the right direction. I get a lot of people who want to be professional speakers. I tell them, you know, get Jane Atkinson's book called The Wealthy Speaker. It's $35. You can get it on Amazon or on Jane's website. And she talks about the curve. It takes 3 to 5 years to become a professional speaker. And even big business executives, CEOs of major corporations think they'll shave some time off the curve because they're so smart and experienced in business. And you just can't, because you need that list of credentials, and you're up against pop icons, and you're up against Hollywood legends, and you're up against people who've been doing this for a long, long time. And so it takes a long time to build that up. But finding a mentor can save you so much time, even something like if I tell you, get this book and read it. As a mentor, that's going to help you tremendously. I also really enjoy encouraging people to pursue their dreams and find their passion. I think the evidence of the outstanding sales of The Purpose-Driven Life from Rick Warren show that people are really seeking their passion. You have people who are earning more money than ever before, and they're not happy. And they don't know what to do. They don't know which end is up. So finding someone who's happy and asking them, how did you get to where you are, is going to save you a ton of heartache and a lot of steps. One of the things about the movie, if I can digress just a little bit, is it's based on the true story of Don Boyer, this publishing mogul, who started out as a janitor. And he was cleaning office buildings. And he poked his head in an office one night, and the executive was still there. And he said, oh, I'll come back later. And the executive said, no, come on in. I'm getting ready to leave. And Don happened to ask him, how did you get to be so successful? And this guy mentored him and talked to him about the principles of success and the laws of the universe. And look at him now. He's so successful. So this year they said, you know how many people we could reach if we did a movie? This was in July. They had become friends with Marie Diamond from The Secret, and she introduced them to Bob Proctor from The Secret, and right, Bob handles right. The Science of Getting Rich, and he's amazing. He's such a great communicator to share the laws and make them so everyone can understand them. And the next thing you know, they're filming a movie. We filmed at Slappy Studios in Studio City, which is where Steven Spielberg filmed his Transformer movie. And they went and they were filming Bob down in Phoenix, and one of the musical directors said, I'd like to be a part of this. He's an Academy Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning musical director. He wanted to be a part of the movie. He scored the movie. I mean, this movie came together so fast, and it's our goal to bring freedom to millions because of people who don't have someone like my father to sit them down and teach them that anything is possible. We need to put mentors out there for people whose parents say, honey, that's not for you. You know, set your sights a little lower. We want them to know that they can do whatever they want to do and find their passion.
And that's a great message. And Robin, I certainly appreciate the time. I can see that you're busy, that you've got a lot of passion, a lot of energy, that you love being with people. You know, today we've been speaking with speaker and author and relationship expert Robin Jay. And for those who want to learn more about Robin, please visit her website at robinjay.com. Are there any other websites? Is there a website up for the, I'm sure, for the Power
for
of
the
Mentorship?
The movie, yes. It's thepowerofmentorship.com. There are movie trailers posted there and on YouTube. And I also have my Speakers Bureau website, which is lvcsb.com, which stands for Las Vegas Convention Speakers Bureau.
Okay.
And so if anybody's interested in bringing in one of my fabulous speakers to speak, I represent Jack Canfield and Brian Tracy and Marie Diamond from The Secret and Dr. Tony Alessandra. And then I just put up a new page on the Speakers Bureau website for the Power of Mentorship speakers, because many of the mentors, we have 27 mentors in the film, and their advice on and their stories about the 8 principles of success are interwoven with this true story about the janitor being mentored. We have 27 mentors. We have the story. It's a 90-minute film. It goes super fast like MTV, and it's guaranteed to help people move to the next level in their lives and find more success.
Which makes sense. And by the way, Robin, if people want to call you, what number would you like them to have?
702-460-1420, but really I would prefer an email because of my schedule. So robin@robinjay.com, R-O-B-I-N at R-O-B-I-N-J-A-Y, it's spelled just like two birds, robin@robinjay.com, and I would really prefer an email.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And by the way, in closing, Robin, we always like to leave people thinking about something. I call them thinking points for connecting forward. So Robin, what thinking point can you leave for the audience today?
I would like everyone to go out and treat everyone they encounter as though that person was the most important person in the world, and try to make everybody else feel special. And you'll have a surprise, a little special secret, because you'll find out that when you do that, you feel pretty special yourself. Even if they don't respond beautifully, you'll walk away and you'll smile and you'll say, well, I did my best to make them feel special.
That is great. Robin, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Ron. Thank
today.
You.
A great message, and look forward to speaking and meeting you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Networking. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.